Hey guys, welcome back to 4 Feet Deep.
It's so much harder.
We'll keep it. Okay. We're keeping it.
What?
We're just going to keep going.
Okay.
But,
we're live, baby.
But we have another new guest. We have our friend Eric.
Oh, am I new?
Yeah. I mean, you've been on here before.
Yeah, you've been on here.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I just didn't know if you had.
She's been on here before.
Oh, shit.
I talked about my daddy issues.
I think we all did.
Yeah, I cried.
I mean, I'm gay, so isn't that normal?
Well, Eric, tell us a bit about yourself, I guess. You don't know.
I met y'all in high school. Mm-hmm. I only liked Andrew because I wanted him to be my friend, so I forced him to.
Damn.
He would come over like twice a week and just force himself into my room. Even if I locked it, he would still get in somehow.
And it worked, because guess whose mic I'm sharing?
Okay, so we've all kind of been on this like weight loss, because you started a weight loss kind of thing too, right?
Yeah, I'm like, I just know my, like, I have a little bit of stomach, even though everyone thinks I don't. Because,
yeah.
Like, I'm scrawny as hell.
Yeah, you're super skinny.
But, like, I would like to look better.
Oh, you have a little bit of stomach.
Okay, you're very tall, so it doesn't really help. You know what I mean? And yeah. So, like, when you're a little pudgy, it kind of shows, you know? Mm-hmm. But I'm short, so I'm really pudgy, and it really shows, you know?
No, you're skinny, babe.
Well, I mean, like, I'm getting there. Like I told Andrew today, this shirt, because I don't know if you remember or not, but...
Yeah, when I first got it for you, it fit a little bit tight.
Yeah, it was a little tight, but now it's not. So, well, it's a little tight still, but it's not too bad as it was.
The shirt's not tight, you're getting tight.
So Andrew, we talked about it last week about our little... adventure on this weight loss stuff. So we didn't get a chance to record our weight, but what was yours at the start of 2 weeks ago now, right?
Give me a second.
I know that mine was 212, and as of this morning, yeah, you were 217. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It was 217. I'm trying to make it seem better. I was 217, but now I am... this morning
206.
I was 206 this morning. I haven't changed the thing. I've been keeping it on my board up there to kind of remind myself of, you know, I'm tracking my weight loss, so it's pretty nice. It's not too bad. It's really encouraging.
At the start of our weight loss, I was basically 280. I was like 277, 276, and then right now I'm like right now I'm like 270, 269, something like that.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Mm-hmm. I was, 168, and then I weighed myself like 2 days after, and then I lost like 2 pounds, so then I was like
that one drink didn't do a whole lot, right?
Didn't do that much. No. I'm not good at math. Even if it's basic subtraction.
What were you this morning? Because we weighed ourselves this morning.
I was 160. I lost 2 pounds. I was 162, right?
Two?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, so we were, so the, you said you were 167?
I was 168 when we started, and 68. Then I lost 2 pounds, so then I was 165. Wait.
That's three.
Shoot. I was 167. Yeah. Was
quick maths.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
They're in college.
Well, what about you?
I'm going for math.
Honestly, I don't pay attention to my weight because pay attention to my weight because I honestly just care about looking, I guess, toned. Mm-hmm. But last time I checked, I was like 135.
Okay.
You're where I need to be. I need to be lower than that.
Yeah. Like,
you look perfectly fine.
I'm obese. For my
height.
I'm
4'11".
So am I. You're not 4'11".
No, I'm talking about obese for my height.
Yeah, but we didn't have to know about your height to guess that.
Yeah, huh? I definitely am not that because whenever...
You said what?
We know you obese. You're beautiful.
Because I mentioned it last time when I was trying to join the military. It was like 170. But then I was almost positive that was like the limit before they couldn't accept it anymore. So that's my weight like goal at this moment.
Mine's so like 120.
That's your goal?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
Mine's between 190 and 220.
Is that like where you need to be for your height and stuff?
That's just what I want. For my height, I gotta be like, I think for my height, I have to be like 180, 170.
I mean, that's not too bad, like where you want to be though.
Yeah, I'm not trying to lose 100 pounds.
What about you, or do you have a goal?
My goal, I would say, is honestly 130.
What do you weigh right now?
Plus, no idea. I would say 137.
I mean, I have a scale right here if you wanted.
I'm shoo.
All right, we're going to go ahead and pull out the scale here. It's right there. Yeah, I'm going to get a little closer here.
My big fat cock.
What? I would say take off your hat and maybe your glasses. There you go. Take off all excess jewelry and stuff.
You're trying to get
it. Get it as down as. Hey, wait. Okay. Take it off my pants. All right. Just go ahead. You're step fine. On up.
Just.
No,
you're
133.
And you want to be 130.
Hey, I mean, weight loss is weight loss, yeah, honestly. True. I feel really encouraged just seeing my number going down, even if it's 1 pound. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's still really, really encouraging for me.
Ooh, speaking of, so what felt encouraging to me was today I had some shirts that, you know, that didn't fit. They were like super tight. Mm-hmm. And then today I was like, oh, let me try them on. And I could actually get them on. They were just a little tight, mm-hmm. mainly in my shoulders, but, you know, still.
Mm-hmm. That dress that I tried on today when we went thrift shopping, I actually thought it was going to be like really ugly on me, but it actually didn't look that bad. So I was very confident.
The red one or?
Yeah, the red one. Not the other ones I wore for prom. The red one.
I don't know, there's just so many dresses.
It was literally like 3.
Air can't count that high.
I mean, we went to the same college and y'all saw how y'all did earlier as
well. Hey.
Just saying.
Hey.
Yeah, but yeah, so, I mean, it's just really encouraging seeing the numbers go down, even if it's by one. And I'm glad to see that you're on track for your own weight loss as well. Depending, what, it's like 135 is what you said you were at before?
Yeah, because honestly, I've been eating fast food for like the last couple days.
Yeah, the last couple years of your life.
Because when we were in the same major, all you would talk about is like how you would get like Taco Bell and like McDonald's and all this stuff. We literally talked about how like your poops were like terrible.
Diarrhea every day.
Okay, so ever since I've known Eric, this man has been getting fast food every day. Every time we went to hang out, got fast food. Every time after school, we got fast food.
It tastes good. I can't cook.
Honestly, just text me. I'll make you some food.
I don't want to see you.
Yes, you do. Don't lie to him.
You know that's a lie.
Yeah, but then that, I have to drive, and I can easily just.
I drive now.
You have to get skinny.
He's not too bad of a driver, I told you.
I am skinny.
Yeah, no, like today we were driving, it wasn't too terrible. Andrew just got his license not too long ago, for those who don't know. But Eric, literally, look at my stomach. Look, we all have some type of chub right now, okay? We're working on it. It's not like it's like super unhealthy either, though. You know what I mean?
I mean, for me, it is.
Well, liposuction all the way.
But yeah, I'm excited for our number at school.
How did you just jump from
driving? Andrew got his license.
To wait.
Andrew got his license. Yay. Anyway, me and Eric are doing a number. Eric, you're not fully a music major, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not fully a music major, but you still do a lot of the music stuff around. Except for Corral, because who likes to do that?
No one.
But if anyone knows it, we're doing Timeless to Me by, from Hairspray. And Eric gets to be Edna, and I get to be Wilba. And I'm excited.
I am too. I get to do drag.
If you grab onto Eric, it is not gay.
Okay, well, honestly, I don't really grab onto. Well, at least we haven't gotten all the way through our choreography yet, but. You know, we do a decent amount of touch.
Your dick on stage.
Wait. Wait a minute.
You're timeless to me.
Oh.
But no, it's really cute so far. Everything she has for you guys. She's shipping y'all.
Grick.
I mean, everyone did. Everyone thought I was your boyfriend again. When I first came into college.
What's that?
Remember when people thought I was your boyfriend?
Oh, yeah. That was a thing.
You and Eric were together.
That was a thing. Yeah. People really thought. Kurt was one of the people that did that. Hey, Greg. Yeah.
Remember when you started that thing calling Eric, saying Eric smelled like hot dog water every day?
He got mad. He was like,
wait, I just thought I did. And I was like, my breath wasn't the best sometimes. So I was like, I don't know how my breath smells like hot dog water.
I didn't even eat any hot dog.
They hurt my stomach.
Stupid. Today we were in the car, we were driving, and we were listening to a song, and it said something about taking a mint, and Eric had mints in his car. And so he grabbed him. He was like, sis said I should take one, so I'm gonna take one.
So you gotta be careful now. That's dead as why I have mints in my car.
Eric's breath used to smell bad a lot.
And then I actually started brushing my teeth.
Staying healthy.
Okay.
Brush your teeth every day.
I'm excited for our number two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me and Jasmine are doing,
what is it? Can I help you?
The song that goes like this. There we go. From Spamalot. I don't know if anybody is any musical theater heads, but.
Eric.
Yes.
Look at me stupid one more time.
I'm scared I have to look at the mic.
I know, I'm sorry. It's okay, you're.
It's okay, I can be next to Andrew.
Oh, how cute.
I'm gonna be pregnant by the end of this.
What's that?
You what?
I'm gonna be pregnant by the end of this.
By Greg, maybe, not me.
No. By he's both. The one sitting next to you, man.
He said both.
What?
He means y'all too.
That's weird.
No.
Not me.
I'm the surrogate.
Oh. Shut up. Hey. But you know, dudes can actually have babies now? I saw a video.
Dudes?
Yeah.
Are you
it comes
sure?
out of their pee-pee hole.
And you watch that?
It was on Twitter. It's weird.
And
you still and watched it?
Well, it looked weird, so I watched it.
Was his dick okay?
I mean, probably it ripped. Looked like it hurt. It didn't rip, though.
No, there's no way it didn't rip.
It looked real.
This had to have been...
It was a long time ago.
There had to have been, like, CGI. An onion post, because...
No, it looked real. It did not look like an onion post at all. It looked real. Let like the actual receipts. Video.
I mean, okay.
It was
be
a
fair,
long time ago.
Show me the dick.
Shut
I
up.
Need to see the evidence. I mean, to be fair, though, we literally made Robbie watch Two Girls One Cup.
I don't know why y'all would do that to that poor boy.
Because he's never seen it before, and I feel like...
You have to watch
like,
it.
Like, when you're in middle school, every kid's watched that video.
Yeah. Look at this.
You didn't... like, if you wanted
hey guys,
to watch
you
it...
Hey, guys, what I watched today.
I don't know. I don't know which... Oh, it was. They started making putty with it.
Stop!
It was clay.
They should have got them to be the Play-Doh sponsors.
Oh my god!
Airway.
Kinetic sand.
Gross.
But yeah. So like in middle school, I don't know who found the videos and who kept showing them to everyone. But I remember my like first week in sixth grade, some seventh or eighth grader came up to me and said, "Hey, look at this video." I said, "Okay." And
putty.
And I actually threw up in class.
Really? Aww, yes. Poor Andrew.
Damn. In sixth grade, I had a really hot stomach.
Shut up.
Eric, I don't know what you're... Eric, I don't know what type of porn you're into, but...
Plot.
The plot?
I need them to have a reason to be fucking.
I can't just turn on the video and...
No, like, deadass, I'll open a video and then just automatically... Like no, I need like the gardener to be like I finished. Like,
I finished trimming,
you can finish
the
trimming this bush. You know what I mean?
Shut up.
Oh my god!
I think I like the one where that the dude he hides underneath.
You think the lampshade?
Yeah, the lampshade. Yeah, lamp
I'm not gonna lie to you. I looked at that funny. Video just to watch it for that purpose.
Yeah, that's just funny.
Well, no,
I only saw a picture of it.
Gay porn has the funniest plots because like a lot of the memes too. Because right in front of my salad, have you seen that?
No.
So there's this one porn where these guys are like fucking and their friend is right in front of them. Mm-hmm. And randomly she like looks up and she's like, guys, right in front of my salad?
Dang.
I can't believe it.
And they keep going.
They say, you want some ranch?
Me at Olive Garden.
Is that why people started doing that one thing on TikTok where it was like, in front of my Chipotle? Because a lot of people started doing that. Is that where it came from?
Well, I think Larray posted a video too where he was
I
like,
saw that.
In front of my Chipotle?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Eric, what do you want to talk about? What's something you
that's
find interesting that you
want
like you would hear on a podcast that you like to listen to?
Paranormal stuff.
Paranormal stuff?
And like your belief in ghosts.
Okay. I think we've talked about that like one time. No. Like it wasn't like it was just like one or two situations. You know what I mean? It wasn't like full, because I don't think you, no, you weren't on here, because
it was just me, you, and Eli.
Yeah, it was me, Eli, and Andrew. So we've talked about our experiences. So what about you two? Who wants to go first? Flip the
coin. I've had none, but I still want to talk about it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, so it's just weird because I'll think someone's calling my name. Like, it sounds like my mom or like somebody I know. And I go to my mom's room and she's not calling me. Like, one time I thought Greg called me. Like, he was yelling for help. And I rushed to the room and he's like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Did you not just call me?" It's just weird. So my mom always tells me to like not listen to them. Most people think that like if you hear stuff like that, it's like spirits trying to lead you somewhere else. So that's why, like, she tells me not to listen to him or anything.
Like bad juju or like...
Not like bad juju. It's just, like, bad spirits trying to get a hold of you. And they're trying to sound like someone that you know to lead you somewhere else.
It's like part of a possession kind of
deal. In a sense, yeah. But I don't hear them anymore. It was just weird. I used to hear them a lot when I was younger in high school.
It's like you're like if you follow it, you know, it kind of, like, shows that you're weak and you're, like, weak-minded. And that's when it's easier for, like, demons to be able to kind of,
like, take like, over one time, possession. I was still living with my mom, and I was still in high school, and I heard her literally screaming for help, like, she was gonna die. And so I ran to her room, and I was like, "Are you okay? Like, what happened?" And she's like, "What are you talking about?" And she was chilling on her phone, not worried about a dang thing. And I was like, "What happened?" And so, yeah. My grandma tells me not to listen to them either, so it's just weird. But she told me that, I think... It was one of my great grandmas. I don't know if it was from my grandpa's side or my grandma's, but she used to be like a witch. But she was a good one. Like, they would pay her in like chickens or like vessels to help. They would like ask her.
This was in Mexico, right?
Yes, they would ask her. I was like, that doesn't sound right. No, here. They would ask her for help. Like, if they lost things, she would know where they are right away, and they'd be there. It's just weird. Like, she never went into their house. She never did anything. They would come to her and go to the little farm that they had, and they would ask her, and they would pay her in chickens and pesos.
And you, like, eat the chickens?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm not trying to be funny, but honestly, that's how guys are with their rooms. We don't have to be in there, but we know exactly everything is, even if it's a mess.
Yeah, no, that is when we know where everything is. Like, 100%. Like, if it's messy... We know where everything is, but as soon as we clean it, we have no idea where anything's at.
It was messy the other day, and you still couldn't find your wallet.
My wallet. Okay, not the point. Okay. So my room was really dirty at one point. My mom said, "Where's your wallet?" Because she was trying to give me some money or something, I think. Or it was something. I think it was my wallet. I'm not sure. I was like, "Oh, it's underneath all the water bottles by the door, but it's not directly by the door. It's like a little bit over to the side."
Know it like the specific directions. Yes.
At a 45 degree angle.
And then this one time my dad asked me for a nail and he went to my room. He said, do you have any nails in your room? I said, "Yeah, it's under my, what's it called? It's under my desk, but it's kind of hidden right next to the wall." And literally, no, he went in there, went to the desk, hidden by the wall, and he found it.
Just like the direct coordinates of like everything. You have to use
-3 points.
As soon as I clean my room, I lose everything.
Mm-hmm. Does that happen to you, Eric?
No, honestly, I'll leave my wallet in my like pants for like a couple like days ago, and I'll be like, "It's in their dirty zone." I'll like reach in the pants and I'll be like, "My AirPods."
Were you gonna say something?
Oh yeah, I was gonna say like, don't you also see like aura?
Oh yeah, so if I focus on somebody for a really long time, I can see your aura. So I used to be able to see my pastor's aura.
Why are you on Greg?
And Eric!
Again?
It gets bored in quarantine.
Oh, but yeah, so like I would be able to see my pastor's aura and it would be like blue or sometimes clear. And so if I focus on you for a really long time, I can see your outer aura. Like somebody, they had a yellow aura. It was pretty cool.
You know what any of the colors mean?
No, I haven't really. No, I don't. Nope. But I told my mom and I told my grandma about it. And since like my grandma told me about, you know, my great-grandma being, like, into that stuff, she doesn't want us to get into any of that.
Well, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. So, but I wouldn't mind, but she don't want me to.
I
want to
add on to a little bit what you're saying, like, when you hear voices and shit. Mm-hmm. So, I used to, like, see shadows run by me when I was, like, I still live in Indiana. At this point, I still live in Indiana, and it was, like, my first few, like, years here. I would see shadows fly past me. Mm-hmm. And I would look at them, tell my mom about it. She said, "Oh, it's nothing. It's just your imagination."
Yeah.
But that went on for years. And I think it stopped when I was like around 7 or 8. But I would always see people just walk past me and then...
Yeah. I never really saw shadows. I mean, like, when you're little and, like, you wake up in the middle of the night, like, yeah, you be seeing stuff. But, like, nothing like that. So I never really saw anything, like, moving.
Well, really quick, to speak on what you said, because your sister, she has ghosts that she talks about. Do you think you generally do and that she generally has ghosts?
Mm-hmm. Hers is more of, like... Okay, so let me touch up on what I talked about last episode when we talked about this. So my mom and my dad said they had like this old house. I was still like a newborn, but
Eric, we're talking. Off the phone. Okay, I'll listen. Sorry. Okay. So,
but there was this one room in this old house that we had, Eric. So there's this old room, one like our old houses when I was still a newborn, and my mom would not go into the room or anywhere near that room because she felt super uncomfortable. She felt like there was like a spirit or something there. Mm-hmm. By the way, she doesn't believe in ghosts apparently, but my sister, she had a quote unquote imaginary friend. But she would tell mom his age, how tall he was, what he was wearing, and what he looked like. Mm-hmm. And she said, once we left that house, that like they didn't see her, that she didn't see him anymore. I think, I'm not really sure. Mm-hmm. But and then recently, Alondra, she moved in with her boyfriend, and she said. She walked into her apartment, turned around, and saw a big shadow standing over Scotty. Like, there was Scotty's shadow, and then there's a big shadow standing over him, like, towering him. Mm-hmm. Alondra got scared, and Scotty freaked out because, you know, but he doesn't believe in this stuff either. Mm-hmm. Until recently, because of Alondra. But she saw a spirit standing over him. Mm-hmm. And then more recent than that, there was another one that was, like, in the room with him. And then Scotty was making fun of it. He's like, oh, if you're in here, turn off all the lights, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And Eric, then, what the yeah, fuck?
No. They're alive.
But then all the lights turned off in Scotty and Alondra's room. And Scotty darted out, went straight to Alondra. And this is... Okay, so... And this is why I said I don't provoke anything. I'm like, oh, all right, if you're here, that's chill. Leave me alone. Yeah. I'm not going to bother you. You're not going to bother me.
Have they, like, got sage or, like, kind of holy water, I guess, to put around.
They have sage.
Yeah. Do they have sage? Okay. Because I remember you telling me about it, because Andrew told you about what happened, these stories you just said. But yeah, I don't provoke anything either. I've just learned from my grandma, because she just like, don't say anything. Don't touch nothing. That's why I don't mess with no Ouija board, but Greg be trying to do the most, and I'm not trying to do that.
Well, no, that's what you're not supposed to do. I've heard you're not supposed to provoke anything, because invites them in to like do what they want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also what you were talking about earlier, there was one time when I was over, we were all just chilling in the living room.
That's what I was going to ask you, like, have you experienced
anything? Yeah, so there was one time we were in the living room, we were just chilling, and I used the restroom earlier. But I, like, turned everything off. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure I did. I could be wrong, but, you know, pretty sure I did. And we were chilling in the room, and all of a sudden, we just, like, hear the sink. And I'm just like...
Is that when me and you were over?
Yeah, that was when you were there. And I was like...
We did! I forgot about that. And I was
like, hey, did anyone leave the sink on? And everyone, we just all looked at each other, and we were just like...
Yeah, because me and Andrew were in the living room. Alondra and Scotty were in their room, and their door was open. And then all you heard was a sink go off. I completely forgot about that.
That is nuts.
I forgot to tell you.
I will say, whenever I go over to their apartment, when I walk in, I just feel like, even sense stuff. I just don't feel comfortable there all the time.
I don't know. I haven't really felt anything like that.
So after my abuela passed, we went to their place to just catch our breath and everything. Excuse me.
Boy.
And stay away from everybody. Just, you know, recruit. And then when I walked in, it just fell off. I felt uncomfortable. So I just sat in the corner with mittens drinking Dr. Pepper. But, and then like you said about the voices, I would hear them when I was younger, but I never paid attention to them. And then recently, actually, it was, what was it? When Rent gave me the edibles. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you have to ask yourself, Andrew.
That's called hallucination. So, okay.
No. I was just saying, you have to ask yourself.
Because, okay. Look. Because whenever I shower super late at nighttime, which I try not to do anymore because of this, mm-hmm. I always hear people out in the like walkway. Mm-hmm. What's that shit called? Hallway? Yeah.
Yeah. Hallway.
In the living room. It's like calling my name, saying stuff.
Yeah.
So what I've learned to do was, sorry, I didn't mean to.
Yeah, you're good.
So what I've learned to do was I don't pay attention to it. And I'm happy Ramona comes into the bathroom with me at times to just sit in there while I shower.
Yeah.
Because you know how they say dogs can like sense shit too?
They can, for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Ramona loves.
Cats too.
When mm-hmm. Ramona loves. Yeah. When Ramona senses stuff, I'm guessing, she likes to follow me into the bathroom and just sit and look at the door.
Yeah, it's just to protect you.
I think mm-hmm. my biggest fear, like paranormally, I guess, is like it's like super late at night, wake up in the middle of the night, like say you have to pee or something like that. But before you even get up, like a bang on the door and like because like, you know, in scary movies, sometimes like a ghost will like on the door, like that shit would, I would actually shit myself. I'm like, in the bed.
Does it happen?
Knock on wood. I mean, what's it called? Is your house blessed now? Does your mom have sage?
So my mom doesn't believe in it, so I mean.
I would at least keep it in your room.
Let me say this. So there's a difference with a Alondra's spirit and the spirit I have on me. The spirit I have on me doesn't do anything to me. Mm-hmm. Like, whenever I feel my spirit, I feel warm.
Yeah.
And whenever I feel a Alondra's spirit, I feel cold, you know?
Yeah.
So I like to think that the spirit that watches over me all the time is my sister that passed away, mm-hmm. Bagel that passed away, or past family members that have passed that yeah. I've seen before they, you know.
And I've played enough Phasmophobia to know cold air and cold feelings are bad.
What about the EMF5, though?
Wait, what?
EMF5.
Oh, what I'm talking about? Oh, yeah. The spirit EMF box? Readings. Yeah, low key, I really want to get one, but I know she would hate me if I did.
We're not getting nothing.
Well, okay, a spirit box. Okay.
You can't. I don't want a spirit box. I don't want nothing trying to come at me. So no.
A spirit box, it doesn't really like.
Yeah, there's a difference. So, like, a Ouija board is a direct gateway.
Yeah, you're opening a portal for them to come through and talk.
So, what's a spirit box? Because it sounds the same thing
so,
to
okay,
me.
So Ouija board.
I know what a Ouija board is, and I know what that is.
Okay, so spirit box.
Board, one's a box.
So define a spirit box, because okay, that sounds like the same thing.
See, here's my definition of it, because this is my understanding. So spirit box mm-hmm. is, it plays a bunch of different radio waves, and it uses different voices from different like radio stations and stuff like that to be able to give the spirit a voice.
I've seen them on TikTok. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's understandable, but still, I mean, even but seeing not, those,
but
like,
you're not inviting them in the way you are with a Ouija board.
I still feel like you kind of are, though.
It's not the same. It's weird. I feel like Ouija boards in their history, you know what I mean? Because, like, Ouija boards, I'm sure, go, like, kind of, like, far back, you know, mm-hmm. like, witchy times and stuff like that, right? But spirit boxes are, like, electrical waves, mm-hmm. you know? Okay. And because supposedly how spirits are supposed to like mm-hmm. communicate are through like electrical waves, and that's why they use the EMF
or
readers.
Or through the little pole thing.
Yeah.
That they use.
Yeah.
I forgot what they're called.
Dowsing rods or something.
Yeah, I think so. But you know, it's using electrical waves because that's how they're supposed to communicate. Because then, you know, that's how sometimes they turn off the lights and stuff like that. You know, they get the energy. They get the energy from the electrical fields mm-hmm. to be able to physically manifest to do, or not physically manifest. I'm sorry, to just physically be able to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, speak. You know, make anything cold. Yeah. Stuff like that.
My mom told me a story that my Uncle Pete, he actually messed with a Ouija board when they were younger, with his friends, and they kept it at my grandma's house, and she's like holier than thou, okay? And he was trying to get rid of it. He burned it. He threw it in the trash. That thing would always end up back in his closet. Mm-hmm. Until this day, I don't know if it's gone or if it's still in his room.
Well, there's a special way you're supposed to get rid of them.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but I know there's a specific way.
He tried burning it.
I think you have to get a bless.
No, yeah, there's like, I remember like seeing on Reddit, there's like specific steps you have to take.
Yeah. But I don't know if it's still in there or not. I'm assuming it's not because nothing's messing with him. Because my mom used to say that stuff would mess with him when he was younger.
Well, I mean, if you think about it too, like, I feel like if it's something that's like closed off, because like, okay, I know it's not, well, maybe it is, maybe it's not, but like in Annabelle, like the like original, like, well, not the original Annabelle, but like the one where like it shows the origin of her.
The Raggedy Ann doll.
Yeah. So like how the dude in the movie, he like put the doll in a specific room full of like scripture, and it was like it would keep it locked and stuff like that, you know. Maybe my thought process on that is like maybe that's helping it kind of contain the spirit. And I mean, if they're kind of religious too, I feel like that also helps a lot. You know what I mean?
I guess. I mean, my grandma mostly prays over everybody. So, I mean, it could possibly be that. But I don't know. I think...
Come meet your grandma.
My grandma?
Yeah.
I mean, one time when me and mom got into, like, a car accident, she prayed over me with, like, some flowers or, like, herbs or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. I mean, my grandma will pray over you guys if she... Because she'll feel it. So.
I want to go get blessed. Because... Mm-hmm.
Just in case.
Just to be safe because of a lot of things that, you know.
Yeah.
What if it got worse after you got blessed?
Yeah, well, see, yeah. And that's like, that's where it gets confusing because at times it helps, but then at times it makes it worse because then it's like the spirit knows. It's like, okay, you're trying to like get rid of me, well, but see, I want to stay here.
The thing is, I'm not trying to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. You're just watching out for yourself.
I want to watch out for myself.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure like if you...
Hey, yo.
Are you good?
I just got a whole... Once I said that, I just got, like, a whole bunch of, like, goosebumps.
Homie, I'm sitting next to you. Don't
be doing that. I mean, if you were to talk to someone that, like, connects with spirits and stuff, I feel like that'd be... They'd help you out a lot more. Like, when I went to the to the hotel in San Antonio, where, like, it's haunted, I was, like... I was still in middle school, and I felt nothing but heavy weight on me. Like, it was just so negative, and I could barely even breathe in that thing in the hotel as I was walking. But I went back, at, like, 17, and I felt fine. Like, it was just weird. I don't know why I felt it a lot when I was younger, but... So,
that's what I'm saying. They usually like to go for a younger person because they're also more weak mentally and everything.
Yeah, plus they're easy. You can manipulate children.
Well, we actually need to go to break. Like, we're almost 40. but we'll use the... Yeah. So, yeah, we'll be right back after our break, and we'll continue talking. I have to poop.
Babe!
Welcome back. So after an hour long conversation about stuff like ghosts and all that stuff,
weird things.
Death, yeah. We're back to talk about Godzilla versus King Kong. So we talked about reviewing it last week. So sadly, we're gonna spoil it a little bit for Eric, but yeah, I mean.
He said he's okay with it.
Yeah, I was gonna say sometimes you seem to be like okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay because I kind of can suspect what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll make my guess. I can make my guess now, but also I feel like maybe I should wait to hear.
I want to hear your guess first.
Okay. So after talking to a friend, Scotty, he's a Godzilla fanatic. Yeah. So I think what happened is. Godzilla and King Kong fought, and then no one actually lost. They ended up teaming up to fight Mechagodzilla.
Okay, so, all right, so here's the deal. Okay, personally, okay, so, okay, sorry. Let me get my words straight here. So, Godzilla and King Kong did fight.
They fought two big fights.
The first like half of the movie is kind of like, okay, hey, this is the King Kong. Okay, hey, Godzilla's been destroying shit. You know what I mean? Oh yeah, by the way, big spoiler warning for if you don't want to listen, skip. But yeah, so they fight like, well, they don't fight. They introduce the characters essentially the first half of the movie
and like where they are right now.
Yeah,
no, they did fight like. The first half-ish, or, like, in the middle.
Yeah, like, right as the middle was coming up, that's when they're taking King Kong away from, like, the containment area, because he's not actually at Skull Island.
They just make it seem like he is.
Yeah, they put him in this big dome, essentially, and he knows until he, like, throws shit at it. And
he's throwing a whole bunch of trees at it, like, spears.
Yeah, like, slowly breaking it.
And they're transporting him because they want him to fight Godzilla because he's messing things up.
Yeah, and you learn in the movie why, but... so yeah, so they fight one time. The first time's like midway through the movie. Sad to say, Monkey did lose.
Yes, of course.
Sort of, kind of.
Shut up.
He only did it because he was... He was really trying to protect... Okay, so there's a little girl in the movie. You've seen her in the trailer, I think.
Wasn't it Millie Bobby Brown?
No, she is in the movie.
First of all, I don't know why her dad took forever to... He texted her. He didn't even call. This little girl was all the way in freaking Tokyo. How the hell do you get over there in like one day?
Well, it's because she took that thing.
Millie Bobby Brown.
No, I don't understand. Why would you text your daughter? Why would you not like call? Literally, you see like a little screen full of text, and then it's not even a freaking iPhone she got. She got an Android on top of that.
Have you ever heard of Minutes?
I hate you.
Okay, well, so there's this little girl that like Kong kind of fucks with a lot
because she's the only one that can speak to him.
Yeah, she's I guess she's like a she's deaf or something, so she communicates with sign.
Yeah, that's, and plus in her village, I think they said that's how she used to communicate.
Yeah, and did you want to say something? I'm sorry. I didn't want to cut you off.
No, I'm just like, okay.
So he knows the little girl's on the ship, right? And so, you know, Godzilla comes over, fights Zill, and he wants to protect her. So he fakes like he's like,
he acts like kinda, he's dead.
Yeah, the place dead, essentially. And like everyone turns off their engines or the boats and stuff like that. And that's that fight. It's a good fight. It's a really good first fight.
It's just that Kong was out of his element that whole entire fight because they're in the water.
Yeah, dude was around water. You know, that was like his territory. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, it kind of makes sense how. Okay, anyway. Makes sense because later in the movie, they end up fighting again, right? After like Kong goes through this kind of like. He kind of finds himself in a way,
after. Homie went through a temple run, what he went through.
And somehow they, like, broke the barrier of, like, I don't know, life.
They traveled back in time somehow?
No, they didn't travel in time. Have you heard of the Hollow Earth theory? How there's, like, so we have, you know, the dirt.
Isn't that where Godzilla lived, like, in this kind of, where, that's where Godzilla was, like, traveling in the second movie.
I think there was mention about it.
Like, he was traveling in the crust so he could, like...
So they were trying to figure out how he was able to move so quickly from parts of the world, and it's kind of like there were like these super tunnels throughout the crust. So yes, kind of like that. But the way to describe it in this movie, you know, it's like, okay, some of these tunnels, yes, they lead to a different parts of the world, but there's like specific tunnels other than those that lead to the Hollow Earth. So the Hollow Earth theory is actually like a thing. I've heard it plenty of times before this movie, but and so essentially, you know, we have our crust, we have, you know, all that stuff, right? But in the very center where our core is supposed to be is actually another, you know, place. You know, it's like it's just another world, right? The lizard people. But
Godzilla.
so yeah, he kind of does like a self-searching kind of deal, and
he goes back to.
He goes back to the temple.
Yeah, the temple.
Yeah, then, like where his like kind used to be.
And they were all destroyed because there was a war between Godzilla's people and then Kong's people. Mm-hmm. So all of his species was destroyed and he was the only one left.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, he like, you know, he does a little self-searching and then essentially they fight again in Tokyo. And so there's a big bad of the movie, obviously. But it's not really actually Mecha Godzilla. It's kind of like the dude's controlling Mechagodzilla.
He uses
Ghidorah's head.
Skull, yeah.
Skull to kind of like use the brainwaves to control Mechagodzilla.
Because they can, for him, they can speak through like telepathy or like something like that. I remember them talking about telepathy or whatever.
But then Mechagodzilla ended up taking over his own self.
Yeah, because of Ghidorah. Can you remember? Did you watch that?
Three-headed dragon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The king of monsters.
Yeah.
But now he's Godzilla.
So Ghidorah's like not from, you know, essentially Earth, right? He's like an alien. He's not from here. So he has like different powers and stuff like that. So Ghidorah's like brainwaves or whatever took over Mechagodzilla, and then he started rampaging and stuff like that throughout Tokyo. But before that happens, in Tokyo, Godzilla and King Kong do fight again. That time...
But that was... Kong was in his element during that.
That's what I was going to say was make sense, because...
He had the axe, too.
He had a weapon, and then he had...
It was one of his scales.
So you know how Godzilla has those scales on the back of his... yeah. And it takes... It's like one of those...
One of his, like... clan members.
Yeah, drills. And it glowed every time, like, he was going to use his nuke breath. So, yeah, that was useful. But I was saying it makes sense because, you know, Godzilla, when they first fought, he was in the water. That was his element, you know. Excuse me. In Tokyo, you got all these tall buildings, you know, and in the movie, you can see Kong, like, jumping from building to building. Like, he's really...
Agile.
There you go. So, yeah, he's in his element. So, at first, he was whooping his fucking ass, man. Like, he was whooping Godzilla's ass. And then, of course, you know, Godzilla, he started fighting dirty. But at the same time, I mean, I guess, what do you do when you're a primitive animal? So, you know what I mean?
And get your ass beat.
Yeah. But he ends up, like, almost killing King Kong. But then they're like...
He basically did.
Yeah. But then they were like, oh, we gotta save him. And so they pretty much... So you know how, like, pretty much nuked Godzilla in that first movie, if I'm not wrong? They did the same thing, kind of, but not with a nuke.
Just to start his heart.
Yeah, just to start his heart back up. And
then he came back.
Monkey came back. He was
Was ready to die.
Yeah. No, he was like, all right. he fell asleep. But
he accepted it. But
yeah, so it's... So yeah. So yes, you are correct. They do end up fighting together. Yeah.
The reason why Godzilla started, like, going on a little rampage is because he ended up discovering that they were building Mega Godzilla, so he was getting pissed.
Yeah,
because he can sense it, basically.
Yeah, because I mean, like, you know, two primitive animals that fight for dominance. You know what I mean? You can tell who's definitely got more.
Because in the second movie, he could sense, like, Ghidorah's presence. So if they're using Ghidorah's technically skull and presence, then he's like,
yeah, he's like, he recognizes it. He's like, hey,
but wait, homie was getting his butt whooped by that Mega Godzilla. Yeah, Mega Godzilla.
Bro, you gotta think, Mega Godzilla. Godzilla's tall himself, and Mechagodzilla towered him.
Yeah, he was very tall. So,
but at the end of the movie, it seems like Kong and Godzilla, like, are okay now.
Yeah,
but I don't know if Kong's the king of the
monsters. Think they both kind of recognize that
they recognize that, like, it's like a respect.
They're on the same level. Yeah, yeah. Like, okay, you know.
Because they recognize that if they're in the water, that
Godzilla definitely would
Godzilla
win.
Got that. But if they're on land...
Monkey
got it.
Yeah, so they gave this movie to, like, technically every fan, so they can be like, they both won.
Kind of, yeah.
In a way.
Yeah. I think it was
That was going to happen. I was like, no one's going to win or lose.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can, like, in the first trailer that came out, you can kind of see Mechagodzilla coming out of
I remember he was like, you can hear Mechagodzilla's call, and I was like, I mean, I don't know what it sounds like, but I guess it's in it.
Wah. Yeah. Oh, wah.
Who?
But yeah, no. But my final, like, overall review of the movie, I think it was pretty good. I think it lived up to its hype. If I'm being
honest, liked it a lot.
Bro, my favorite part, honestly, was whenever they shot King Kong when they were trying to escape.
Yeah.
And then King Kong grabbed the helicopter,
and looked into it
to make sure it was the right one, and just squeezed that bitch.
Yeah, like, literally like an egg, and just...
And but that girl, like, deserved it because she was low-key.
She was a bitch.
Yeah.
In the movie.
Definitely, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd probably give it, like, a 9, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
it's not the
nine.
Best movie I've ever seen.
Or 8.5.
Like, 8.5. Yeah, 8.5 to 9.
Well, I give it 8.5 bananas.
The third one or the second one's better?
For like, Godzilla?
Like, Godzilla's trilogy, I guess.
So, okay, I always liked the one that had,
I've only ever seen the original one, so...
So,
like, the old one?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see the trilogy?
Where he's, like, he's in the suit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ew.
So, okay.
Because they're funny.
I always liked... when he had a son...
And his kid gets hit.
He, like, falls over. That's just funny. No, but the one I'm talking about that I like a lot is the one where the guy that played as Ferris Bueller. I can't remember his name. But he was in it. This is an older Godzilla. This is, like, an early 2000s one. But,
Are you talking about the one where they call him, like, Zilla and he looks like a T-Rex?
No, I don't think so. Because
if you're talking about that one,
I
know the Godzilla fan base hates that one.
I always like... Okay, that was, like, one of the first ones I ever watched.
Well, same.
Yeah.
I think it's called... I don't even think they call him Godzilla. I think they call him Zilla.
I can't remember, but I do know that...
He looks like a T-Rex.
The movie is called Godzilla, but... But yeah, but when the newer one came out with Millie Bobby Brown, I thought that one was pretty good, too. But... The King Kong movie, the one with Jack Black in it, that's the one I liked a lot. Did you ever watch that one or no?
Oh, yeah.
Which one is that?
That's like 2008, I believe.
I want to say original.
Yes, I remember watching... I remember I went to the... what's it called? I think... I'm pretty sure we went to the movie theaters with just me, my dad, and my mom. Mm-hmm. And then I loved the movie so much, I made them buy it for me.
Yeah. I had the game when for the King Kong game with Jack Black, and it had like all the original voice actors mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
How did you feel about King Kong Skull Island?
So, okay.
With Samuel L. Jackson as being a terrible character.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, but like...
It was decent. It wasn't bad.
His character was so annoying, but like, yeah. It made sense, but it made you so mad.
I was sad when Tom died. Tom Hiddleston? Because he died in the movie, if I'm not wrong.
Loki's character?
Well, yeah, yeah.
I don't think he died. I think he lived.
What are you looking at here?
Yeah.
I said, which one is it?
He lived.
The original one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Let's see up. Here.
No, he lived.
It's this one right here.
It was him mm-hmm. Captain Marvel. I don't know her. Brie Larson. They lived. I think they're gonna make babies.
So I don't think I don't think the one I'm talking about is on here.
I haven't really watched like the Godzilla movies. Like I've seen little snips of the old ones because my dad puts them on. But like I watched a King Kong a long time ago, mm-hmm. and it was like the typical where the girl, she's in a white dress, she's blonde, and he's holding her from the top of the tower.
That's the one I
yeah, yeah, that's the one.
Classic.
Yeah.
That's the one I've seen for King Kong.
Like, is it black and white?
This is the only...
No, it's not black and white.
This was the only one I've ever seen.
The suits are always so funny to me.
It was... These are only... Like, those ones were the ones I ever watched of mm-hmm. Godzilla.
Okay, but have y'all looked up, like, the different forms of Godzilla that they have for different movies?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have y'all heard of, like, Shin Godzilla?
Mm-mm.
That one is crazy.
Is it really?
Let me see.
He, like, transforms. Okay, but is Man's this give really quick? Here's the picture of Zilla. Like,
okay, yeah. Now that I'm looking at it, it's really bad. Yeah, but I just remembered
one,
that movie.
I know, this is the one I remember for first seeing Godzilla's yeah. existence, but I remember people hated this one.
Well, because he doesn't even look like Godzilla. It's just literally like
a T-Rex.
A T-Rex, yeah.
Shin Godzilla is like the Japanese kind of version of Godzilla,
mm-hmm.
but like he has so many different forms. It, like it's crazy.
I just remember the video of him like literally like sideways and he's like flying.
Oh wow.
Like this version, its tail has like a human face.
Ew.
And it starts off by like it automatically like is transforming. Like you can see here here's like the different forms he goes throughout the movie. Some of them aren't used, but some of them were planned to mm-hmm. be used. Cause like
for the newer ones or
for like this whole movie.
Oh okay.
Like it's a whole movie where it's a mutation mm-hmm. and it just automatically it's like mutating and evolving to like just kill people.
Ooh.
And at the end of the movie when it gets killed mm-hmm. its tail you can see like
wow.
humans coming out of it that are like look like mini Godzillas.
That's so
and
weird.
And they're just like they're released onto the earth.
That's human.
And its blood that's giving like me gives life. Like it, there's like a scene that they deleted where its blood has like eyes and like mm-hmm. it's like pumping and
that,
all that.
Those forms, I don't know if you've ever seen it. Well, it's a scary game. You probably haven't really heard of it, but it's called Dead Space. Yeah. That was giving me Dead Space vibes. Yeah.
Oh, no. It's like, I remember seeing like little clips.
Or like Dante's Inferno. Sorry.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
it's pretty spooky.
Didn't I play Dead Space
once? Yeah, you did. Yeah. It was pretty good.
Well, besides, you know, Godzilla versus Kong, another movie that's coming up is Mortal Kombat, the new Mortal Kombat movie.
I really want to watch it. I really want to watch it. It looks good.
Mm-hmm.
And we need Greg to watch Snyder Cut so we can talk about that already.
I'm trying. Okay, it's 4 hours.
It's 4 hours?
Yes. Huh?
Just do what I did. Just break it into segments.
Oh, I do have a question. Is the Justice League Snyder Cut the one that they released a long time ago? Or is it new?
That's the one that came out recently.
Shoot, I almost dropped my water bottle.
Not like a long time ago, but you know
what? Yeah. So the original
Snyder Cut came out, what, last month?
Oh.
No, it
or
came
a month, 2 months ago.
Oh,
yeah, it came out before Godzilla vs. King Kong.
Oh.
But so the Snyder Cut is the new one.
Right? I'm pretty sure it came out. I think it still came out last month.
Me too.
I think it just came out early.
Like, I don't know.
But wait, it looks like exactly the same characters they used for the just one go Justice into, League.
Okay, so
they go more to depth.
Okay, so let me explain it.
Okay, thank you.
So so the original one, right?
Uh-huh.
There's a guy, I can't remember his first name, but Snyder is his last name, right?
Yeah.
So he filmed the entire thing, and he put all the details that needed to be on there. His version of the movie was supposed to compete with the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Like, it was supposed to be that good. But I don't remember who took over, you know, after him. But they were pretty much like, hey, it's too long. No one's going to watch it. It, you know, there's too much going on. So they dimmed it down. They cut a lot of crap. They cut all of,
like, the important scenes.
How they got there. If I'm not wrong, the original one's, like, 2 hours, roughly.
I mean, I have it. I never watched it, but no. I have it.
Yeah, so, like, they cut out a lot of stuff. Yeah. That's why this one is, like, 4 hours. Oof. I haven't gotten a chance to sit down and watch it. But, and so, like, the same thing happened with the Suicide Squad. So the one with Will Smith in it. Mm. So that was supposed to be longer too. The guy that
is it the same guy?
No.
Yeah, it's 2 hours.
Yeah, so it's like 2 hours, right? They cut a lot of stuff. But for the Suicide Squad, there's an Ayer cut, I think, is what his last name is. Mm-hmm. But but that's supposed to be longer. That's supposed to have a lot more stuff in it.
Mm-hmm. So which one?
The
first Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
With Will Smith. The new one looks kind of cool.
Yeah, there's a lot more characters. I'm just sad that Will Smith couldn't do it because supposedly there was like some conflict there.
I heard he just didn't want to.
No. He was supposed to come back, but there was some conflict in like the filming dates and stuff like that, so he couldn't do it.
John Cena or whatever?
No, John Cena's
he's still in the movie.
Idris Elba is supposed to take over his spot.
John Cena's in it, though. I don't know who he is.
But Idris Elba's not the same character. He's Bloodsport.
Deadshot.
No, he's Bloodsport.
Bloodsport, yeah.
Yeah, Deadshot.
Deadshot was Will Smith.
No.
Yeah,
he played Deadshot.
Yeah.
Bloodsport is...
I'm thinking of Deathstroke.
I know, they took out Killer Croc, too.
R.I.P. Yeah. But the one thing that kind of pisses me off...
He's really about to carry that movie.
Period, though. The one thing that kind of pisses me off about DC stuff, like when they try to make it into like the cinematic stuff, it doesn't fit great like how Marvel kind of just masters everything together.
I feel like Marvel's just so well thought out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, like with Iron Man, they're like what, 3 movies before they even got to Avengers.
Yeah, so yeah, because there's like, actually like a plot built to up. It. Yeah,
and for me too, like I think I've talked to you about this, but I like the character development in Marvel, mm-hmm. and like with DC, they've repeated so much stuff.
And we talked about it last episode.
I think the problem is since Avengers and all that is already out, it's kind of hard
to compete. Like,
just kind of start a new universe with DC and just kind of start. Because Marvel was really cool, but it was kind of boring in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like, you still love to see the movies, but, like, of course, the first Marvel...
And then
like,
it got better
and
better.
And Captain America, you're kind of like, okay.
Yeah, the one thing that pissed me off is, like, some people don't like the old movies, like, with, what's her name? Uma Thurman and stuff like that, when she played Poison Ivy. And then, some people don't like those movies.
I fucking love them.
And I used to love those. They're good.
It's weird, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
But yeah, some people.
He's got really shitty puns. Really shitty puns the entire fucking movie.
But like, some people don't like them, but I actually like them because they were colorful in the designs. Like, even when What's Her Face came to play Catwoman, like, I lived for that moment.
What's her name?
I can't remember.
No,
that one though. That one was good. The one with Halle Berry when she played Catwoman. Period.
No, she's black, right? The Catwoman you're talking about.
Halle Berry, yeah, played.
Not Halle Berry.
Which one?
Her name is She played Yzma on Kronk's New Groove, right?
No, okay. So there was a Catwoman. There was a standalone Catwoman movie that came out. Mm-hmm. That's the one Halle Berry played.
Yeah, but the Catwoman I'm talking about is the lady that played. What's her face's mom in Hairspray? The mean girl's mom in Hairspray. She was Catwoman. Whenever it was Catwoman and Penguin, they were like in Batman's movie.
John Travolta?
No. The mean girl's mom, the white girl that was like so
the one
mean.
That was like
I know you're talking about. I can't think of her name.
Miss Baltimore Crime.
Yeah.
Yes. She went. That lady. I can't remember her name right now, but yeah, she played Catwoman in one of the movies, and that was literally an iconic scene. Like, just her doing everything and, like, getting the suit stitched. Like, it was just everything. And I like those because they're more colorful. They're not so dark now. Like, the only one I pretty much like is the old Batman movies, like The Dark Knight and stuff like that.
That trilogy?
Period. Amazing. Goes off.
They should have stopped after that.
Yeah.
They always restart. It's so weird.
And that's what I'm saying is like the DC Universe tries to redo a lot of stuff. But I think too it's like you can't ever find a right character. But Christian Bale was that Batman. They should have kept him.
Shouldn't have changed it. Because I didn't even watch
Edward from Twilight.
Okay, but honestly,
the trailer looks really good.
It looks amazing. So like,
yeah. I'm excited for really Robert Pattinson.
Do you like the makeup, though? Do you like Batman with makeup on? Or do you not
care? I mean, that's what they all do.
I mean, Christian Bale does, like, eyeliner and all that.
No, he just has, like, the black around his
face. That's all it is. Yeah. But, yeah, like, with some... The only really Marvel movie that I... Marvel. The only DC movie I kind of messed with heavy besides all the old ones was the Wonder Woman that I watched. I haven't watched the Justice League. I haven't watched Batman vs. Superman because I knew that was probably going to be not good.
It was all right.
Yeah, it was
all right. So, really it was dark. It was just long and... Literally, dark.
Not, like story-based dark.
Like, literally... Because like they there was a thing I heard about it, actually, where it's, like... There was, like, an issue in, like, the reels for the movie theater, and it made it a lot darker when it printed. So it literally was darker, and it was hard to see in the movie theater. Like, if you were in the corner... Like,
did they kill their parents?
No.
Hello, oh. Joker.
Speaking of Joker, we need to find a Joker.
That was a good movie, though.
I liked it, though.
Joaquin Phoenix as Joker was really good, and...
But that needs to be a standalone film. They don't keep him as the Joker.
Right? No.
Jared Leto's Joker was not it.
No.
Oh yeah. Well, no, of course, no.
Apparently, not even in the new Justice League cut. Bro. Like he apparently that was not so even
terrible. I don't think the spin on trying to make him like a whole gangster and stuff or like a pimp was not working. Like I love what they did with Harley Quinn, like Margot Robbie. Like I love how she did that.
She needs to stay as Harley Quinn.
Oh yeah, she's great.
She did really good. But
did y'all see Birds of Prey?
Yes,
I didn't.
It's a really good movie.
I watched it halfway through, but I was kind of like. Mm. It was there.
I've seen little snippets of it.
I thought it was a really good movie. Not even that. Some parts were boring, but it had just good moments.
But the one Joker, I will say, I always forget his name.
Heath Ledger.
Yeah. His Joker will forever be iconic, and it's just so sad because like he actually went to like a whole state just to be him.
He locked himself in a hotel.
Be isolated, like he prepped for this role. It was just crazy.
Didn't he commit suicide?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure this role, like the role, actually made him crazy.
He would have been 42 the other day.
So
for his birthday,
I read a thing a long time ago too about just the Joker role. Jack Nicholson he talked about it in an interview, and he's like, this role actually can mess you up. Like he said that he stayed up for days. He was taking pills constantly to try to stay awake and, you know, work for the role. And so, I mean, I can see how that can really, like, mess you up. Because you gotta really go in deep with that
Out character. Out of all the villains, I feel like he's the darkest one. Out of all of them.
Joaquin Phoenix's version of it, too. Like, that scene where he's, like, shirtless and just all, like, he's, like, he's anorexic. Mm-hmm. That scene made me so uncomfortable.
He ate what? I saw in a video. I think he said all he ate was, like, an apple and, like, water, like, a day or whatever. So he could lose that weight to get, like, that. If I'm wrong, like, let me know. But I think that's right. The Joker, like, what did I look up when we went to my dad's house?
He mentally prepared himself, too, for that movie.
There's like, this theory that...
It's the commitment.
There's, like, a whole bunch of...
There's this theory that Joker...
Or no, he's immortal.
He's immortal, He's not even from here, like...
We talked about this. So, by the time Joker and Batman meet, Joker is, like, 84. He's, like, 84 and Batman's, like,
30-something. In the comics? Or just this, like, a theory?
No, I'm saying, like, that's what it says.
Okay.
Like, it says Joker's 84 and Batman's, like, in his 30s.
Yeah.
Because the first time, like, they, quote-unquote, meet was during the riot. Whenever Batman's parents got killed, and he's, like, 10.
Mm-hmm.
And the Joker's, like, 30, 40, something like that.
But that's crazy thinking about it, though. Like, this old-ass dude still fucking hates the world.
Yeah. But it's just crazy. You gotta think
about it, though.
Well, there's also so many different versions of him, too.
True. We don't really know his origin point. Like, if you haven't noticed that, we really don't know it.
And that's another thing where it's like...
That's why people DC think he's has immortal. Like,
because, like, apparently this new Batman movie is supposed to be on, like, Earth 2, you know? Like, there's so many different, like, planets and different universes.
Marvel, but, like, they're sticking to kind of, I feel like, one.
Yeah, but...
At least there's a timeline, in a sense.
Yeah, and they introduce it, like... In a sense where it does make sense, you know what I mean? But, like DC's like, oh, yeah, by the way, this is here, too. You know what
Avengers?
I mean?
Like, they ended it off in a good way, I think, personally.
Yeah, Endgame was a really great end to that Infinity saga.
R.I.P.
You know? Yeah, R.I.P. Tony Stark.
Spoiler? No.
And Black Widow. She died, too.
She's supposed to be in the Loki series.
So, I saw her in the trailer. He goes back to, what's it called, Mount...
Vormir.
Yeah, Vormir. And they're sitting together. Because, remember, he dies, too. Mm-hmm. Because Thanos killed him in the beginning of one of the movies. So, yeah. She's on Mount Vulnir. And his ass is there, too. So, I know she's alive. Or she's somewhere in one of the stones. Because, what? She can't just die like that. And she didn't even get no funeral.
That's what I was upset about. Because I remember reading that they give everyone else a funeral except for Black Widow. Even though she was the one that held down, like,
she was the S.H.I.E.L.D. glue.
And Avengers when everyone, like,
yeah, she died. Was really underrated. And I was really sad about that.
But I'm happy we get... did,
the world would have actually, like, congratulated Black Widow because she held it down.
Yeah, but I'm happy we get to have her movie. Is it a movie, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a movie.
And we get to see her backstory because you only see a little bit of it in the, what?
Iron
Man 2, I think.
It's, so, okay.
Is that
where Black Widow
the
is...
the Avengers when they come...
No, because she's his assistant.
Yeah, but then in another movie, you find out, like, how she ended up being, like, the, you
I think know, Iron Man 2 is where...
no, they talk about that in Iron Man 2, but I'm saying in the movie, not in Iron Man 2, in one of the Avengers movies, they go to,
I mean, if you would actually get me the mic.
You unplug it. Okay. Very good.
Well, yeah, in one of the Marvel movies, in the Avenger movies, they go to, what's his face's house? Hawkeye's house, remember? Mm-hmm. What movie is that? It's one of the Avengers movies.
Infinity War.
No, it's Age of Ultron.
Yes, yeah. And they and she's talking to Hulk or whatever. Yeah, she's talking to Banner. And she says that she's a monster too because whenever they do that ceremony for her, whenever she graduated from like the agency thing or, yeah, a spy academy, she ends up being like sterile, like where she can't have children.
Mm-hmm.
And so you see a little bit of her flashback. And then when she's getting trained, you low-key see Bucky in there too. Which I thought was weird.
I don't
There's a TikTok. That. I probably sent it to you. And you see him just a little bit. Like, his face. And, like, that's why she says, whenever they first meet him, she's like, you don't remember me? That's why she says that. Because she's already met him when she was younger, when she was training.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I need to look that up. Because I've never heard of that before.
I don't know. Marvel really just keeps... They know what they're doing when they play these movies.
Yeah, because they always put, like, these little tidbits that are, like, hidden. Except you know what
X-Men
I mean?
X-Men and Fantastic Four. They kind of just have to get them.
Well, hey. They are doing it again, but...
I don't mean to cut us off.
Mm-hmm.
But, not sure if this is true or not, but... Mm-hmm. DMX's manager... says that he's still alive.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean...
So, homie died?
He was supposed to... Supposedly, he had died not too long ago within these past couple hours, but now he's alive again. Maybe they revived him, if anything.
So,
he
might have just started back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a chance they might have revived him.
Okay, who is DMX?
He's an old rapper.
So, you ever heard that X gon' give it to you? Whoa!
Yeah. That's him.
Oh.
Oh no.
Yeah. He had an overdose. So that's why he's in the hospital, but
yeah.
Supposedly he was in a vegetative state.
He still is.
Well, still is.
He still is.
But then a couple hours ago, supposedly he had died. But I guess not.
They might have revived him and brought him back.
Yeah.
It just depends. It's crazy how all that stuff works. Like Demi Lovato, she came out with the whole little series that I've been watching about her overdose in 2018, how she came back to life. This girl had like 2 seizures, I think. Like she was really 5 minutes away from dying if they didn't find her in the morning. It's crazy.
Sunny with a chance.
I know. I was like, so random.
No, like, yeah, so, when she was on them shows, was she like was doing drugs.
But 3 hours ago, he supposedly passed.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And they just posted that right now that he's probably alive again.
Well, did the official page post it? Or like just like...
It was Rap. Rap on Instagram.
They stay with a lot of things.
Yeah. They stay pretty...
Are they like the TMZ of Rap?
I guess.
I guess so, if you think about it. Yeah, they're pretty... They're, I mean, but a lot of the times, they're pretty like dead on.
They're
accurate
dead on
about everything, yeah. It's just crazy how like all that stuff works. Like addiction and things. Like, sometimes I do want to like... switch majors and be like sometimes I do want to switch majors and like be something like or somebody to help people with addictions and stuff that struggle, but like I feel like just trying to go into somebody's mind like that is just so hard because they have so many demons that they're fighting you don't even know.
You have to have a lot of willpower.
Yeah, and I have such of a big heart that I probably start crying for them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Demi Lovato's like new album, she goes off on like everything that she went through. Like Dancing with the Devil, I've never felt a song like that powerful from her. And that one literally blew my mind. The live version, you need to listen to that one.
The Sunny with a Chance theme song?
Sis, shut up. That's not funny.
You laughed though, didn't you?
No, I didn't. That's so mean.
But yeah. So Well, we're pretty much out of time. So so thank you, Eric, for coming and talking with us. Surprisingly, we were supposed to be me and Andrew, but that's okay. I'm glad you guys were here.
For showing up on here, and thanks for coming back, Jasmine.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Well, Eric, I usually ask our guests where we can find them if you're comfortable with sharing, but if not, that's fine too.
Well, I guess my Instagram is uncontrollable_kiwi.
Don't laugh.
And don't know it's stupid, but that's it. And that's it. Yeah, I don't do anything else.
Well, thanks for coming on, Eric. Thank you for coming back on, Jasmine.
You're welcome.
Oh, it was fun.
Yeah, I'm glad that you had a good time. Now you get to see what kind of this whole thing entails. So I know we talk about it, but.
I had to check if that was my actual Instagram.
But yeah, thank you so much for coming on, you guys,
and to whoever listens, thank you for sticking through, listen to the podcast fully.
Yes,
you literally thank went you. Everywhere thank with you. This one.
Yeah,
but sorry. Yeah, thanks.
But yeah, so I hope you guys have a good rest of your night, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.